God, I feel like it's been a couple weeks since we've seen the Good Doctor.
I know.
So
welcome back.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Steve Craig is in the house. What's up?
We had to first work on Chris a little. We haven't seen him in a while. Right. I think I'm done for the day.
I'll tell you. Right. I'm surprised this guy hasn't billed me at this point.
I'm telling you, man. Wow.
I walk in. Hey, I got one for you. Right. Okay, let's go with the real one today.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Steve, as a woman executive, a year ago, I was told in my annual review that I was too assertive. My boss said that I can be intimidating and have strong opinions, and that some of my superiors, whom all are men, found it off-putting. It was hurtful, and I took it personally. Nonetheless, I agreed to tone it down, and over the past year, I've been much quieter at meetings and have let things slide I otherwise would have addressed. But now I feel powerless and ineffective, and at this year's review, I was told that my visibility and clout around the office and at our headquarters in Chicago has been diminished. It feels like I just can't win. I'm a woman struggling to thrive in a male-dominated career field. What do I do when I can't win, even when I embrace the specific feedback I'm given that's supposed to help me advance? And that's from someone named Jane.
Your superiors are telling you this. Well, I think, first of all, I think you don't become a smaller version of yourself. And I mean, the people, she's an executive, so I'm sure she has people under her. Have they been complaining? It doesn't say that in this letter. Have they been complaining? It's just been her superiors who've been complaining, who are all men, who feel like, you know, you're a woman, you're not supposed to be strong like that. You're supposed to be a little bit more timid. And she's just doing her job. And I just think, you know, you just don't confuse your voice with a flaw. I think that she should continue to be strong, and as long as she is not, you know, being disrespectful to her superiors and the people that follow her that are under her are, you know, respect her and you know, are respectful of what she's doing. I think you continue that. I think, you know, they were just trying to knock her down because she was a woman and felt like, you know, that's not a woman's place to be assertive.
Chris, right. His brow is all furrowed. I didn't know where to go with this, right?
So okay, I'll take a little bit of a different approach. Okay. I think it's her perspective, or she believes that because of her superiors being men, that it has something to do with gender. But she's an executive, which means I can't imagine her work style has changed. Meaning that you got to be an executive because you worked hard and you did what you needed to do. So it almost feels like it's her perspective that because she's a woman and her bosses are men, that has something to do with it. I'm not sure that that's totally how I would read it. I don't think it would be appropriate to change your style. I think you take the feedback and, mm-hmm. and there are maybe you can pick your time to maybe change your approach a bit. But I don't know that being quieter in meetings or letting things slide on a consistent basis mm-hmm. would reach the goal that she wants. And now she says that, you know, she's maybe not looked at quite as important. I don't know, around their headquarters. I don't think I would have capitulated to that ask completely. Yeah. I think I would have picked my battles a little bit.
Well, Chris, you're too assertive. That's the problem. Right. But that's really the setup for my question is, how many times have either one of you been told you were too assertive? Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Me too. And that's part of the problem here. I mean, I'm a male. I'm an executive coach. I'm a doctor. I've been CEO of companies.
What's your business card look like?
It's like a
it's
scroll.
Like a, it's like right, a scroll. Right. Right. Exactly.
Right. But I've never been told I was too assertive. But you hear this all the time. Women are often told they're too assertive, and I can barely find a man who's ever told that. That's really the heart of this problem, is that's a tragedy. Why does that occur? Because assertiveness, you guys were getting at, is a winning skill. Mm-hmm. As a coach, I'm teaching people to be assertive all the time. Why does it show up that sometimes we're told, but you're too assertive? That's like saying you're too smart.
Right.
You're too creative. You're too funny. You're too something. Uh-huh. So, you know, but we have to look at why are women told that rather than men, which is really the bothering. It bothers me the most.
So you do think the gender thing here plays a role?
Something about that, because men don't hear it. So, I mean, I'm just It's a straw poll, but, you know, I coached 100 people and 40 of them were told they were too assertive, 40 of them were women. You know, like, it never happens to men. Mm-hmm. So there has to be something there. But like you said, we have to take her word for the fact, you know, just a caveat that she's not aggressive and rude and disrespectful to people. If we're talking assertiveness, which is defined as clearly, directly speaking your mind, defending your boundaries, what's wrong with that?
Right.
That's a wonderful skill. But sometimes when we're told that, especially because sometimes what we do to women is we kind of scold them for that. Mm-hmm. That they're being told, well, that's a problem. And I would, if I were coaching her, sometimes as a coach, my job is to read your reviews and have you get a thought about it. My answer would have been that she should have said, well, thanks for noticing. Like that's a good skill.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it in and go, oh, I got to change. I got to do whatever. And that was the problem right there. When she was told that, I wish she would have said in her head, good, I'm breaking the rules around. I'm doing something around here. Thanks for noticing. Instead of how we've socialized people to think that that's bad.
Yeah, and I think she probably may have felt like those, by them telling her that they were telling her, you need to.
And it's completely dejecting when you go from, you know, being this position of power and all of a sudden, like, oh, we don't look at you the same.
Right. So
It's a no-win.
We have to also recognize that all reviews are done by humans, and they're biased. So
subjective. Right.
Yeah. I have given many reviews. I have read many reviews. And we are told that reviews are created to help us. But sometimes help is just the sunny side of control.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just trying to figure out what to do here. And if you understand organizational dynamics, no matter what we say, the group is always trying to stay in homeostasis, to stay how we were, resist change. So, I mean, we say we want to change this company, but man, anyone who starts pushing the boundaries, everyone's like, oh, no, this is how we work.
Right. Yeah.
So sometimes a review points out that you're the person who's actually forcing change.
Right.
That you're making everyone uncomfortable because you're not following the same old stupid rules.
Right.
And so that's why you need to see when you're heading into your review, some of the things you're going to be told. There's a friend of mine, Jane, who always says, you know, not all pimples, not all blemishes are a big problem. Like, sometimes you just ignore things.
Sure.
It's okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes you go into it and just go, well, they're gonna point out things where I'm breaking the rules around here. Good for me. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
That's what she should have done.
Great point. Dr. Steve Craig, good to see you again. And thank you.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yes. See you guys.
See ya.
All right.
We'll take a break, get you caught up on the headlines, come back for more on JR Morning.